When Russia invaded Ukraine early this year, the Ukrainians blew up a dam just north of their capital, Kyiv, to keep Russian forces from making it to the city. It worked, but blowing up that dam meant flooding a small village. And nearly 7 months later, the people who live there are still pumping out the water. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny went to that village and sent this report.
I'm standing on the edge of what looks like a huge lake, except I've never seen a lake where you can see the top of trees and bushes nearly halfway submerged.
Оце все, що ви бачите, це тут не було води.
Everything that you can see, there was no water here.
There isn't usually water here, explains Andriy Cherbakov, the assistant to the mayor in Demidiv. This lake used to be vegetable patches, a place where cows grazed. Now, he says, there are beavers and otters, birds that live near lakes, a whole new ecosystem. Beyond the lake, down a dirt and sand embankment, Volodymyr Artemchuk is standing in about a foot of water, shoveling the garbage and debris. He's making a path for the water that's still flooding his house to flow towards the pumps. It's estimated up to 100 houses were flooded here. You can see the line, several feet high, on people's yard fences.
Have you heard the phrase that this place helped save Kyiv?
We are the authors, he says. He tells us this village, this water, has a history of protecting the people in front of it in the 13th century and during World War II to stop the Germans. We leave Artemchuk and walk along the top of the dirt dam. From there, you can see all the houses beyond have huge ponds in what used to be their backyards. Everything is water back here, says Halina Kostunchenko. She's out salvaging what she can in her backyard garden. She points out the beets and carrots.
And then water.
And then points out the water. Reeds and tall grasses grow where her cabbage and berry bushes usually are. Everything back here has died, she said. And now she's got to dig up the beets and potatoes quickly so they don't rot with the soggy soil. Across the dam from Kostuchenko's backyard, we come across a group of people fishing. I've caught carp and perch, says Vasil Rybakov. His last name translates as fisherman, though he doesn't usually fish, and certainly not here. It would have been better if there was just dry land here instead of water, he says.
Even with the fish.
Fish можна в маркет купити.
You can buy them at the market, he says. Watching us from his backyard in his swim trunks is Serhii Starunsky. He says the biggest issue is the water underneath the ground. He's been calling on local officials to do more, he says. He and other residents staged a protest in the middle of summer to draw attention to their plight. A month later, the Ukrainian government promised to give out cash payments to the residents whose homes flooded. But Starunsky says just pumping out the water isn't enough. He's worried about when winter comes and whether the soaked cement foundations of his house and his neighbors will crack. An hour later, Volodymyr Artemchuk is still shoveling. The water you can pump out, he says, it's better than fighting the Russians. We're still fighting the water, he says, but we'll get through it. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Demidiv, Ukraine.